Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Acts chapter 16 and then verse number 16. The Bible says, "Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. The girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation.' And this she did many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out that very hour." The question I want us to ask ourselves is that what the lady, or I should say, the evil spirit was speaking through the lady was not bad at all. Yeah, if you can see, it says that these men are the servants of the Most High God. That is true. Right? And then, "who proclaimed to us the way of salvation." That is also true. Now, she was proclaiming this, that these are the servants of the Most High God. They proclaimed to us the way or the message of salvation. And she was doing this for many days. The question I want us to ask is, why should Paul get annoyed? Because the Bible says Paul was greatly annoyed. Why should he get annoyed? After all, what we were preaching was right. Were they not servants of the Most High God? Yes, Paul and his friends, they were. Were they not proclaiming the message of salvation? Yes, they were. So what is wrong? Why should you be greatly annoyed? Hallelujah. Paul was greatly annoyed, and he commanded the spirit to come out in the name of Jesus. What is wrong with a spirit, an evil spirit, speaking the word of God? What is wrong with an evil spirit speaking truth? This evil spirit was doing it for many days. For many days. It went on for so long, so to speak. There is everything wrong with proclaiming the word of God when you have not done the most important aspects of getting people born again as far as the prescription of Jesus was concerned. That is letting the Holy Spirit energize you to pray. Hallelujah. That is what Jesus meant when he said that you should be born of water, that is the word of God, and of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that if the Holy Spirit was introduced to us, mankind, in the Bible as a spirit who was brooding over lost humanity, if you like, over the earth that didn't know God, over a chaotic, void, empty, vain earth, then the Holy Spirit has not changed. If there is a picture God wants to give us about the Holy Spirit, it is a picture of the Holy Spirit brooding over the earth. Hallelujah. That is the first work of the Holy Spirit we see in the Bible. By the law of first mention, it tells us that if we, for example, have the Spirit of God and we do not get into brooding over unbelievers, to prepare them for the kingdom word, Jesus, in their lives, then we should question whether the spirit we have is the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit was introduced to us as a spirit in Genesis chapter 1, 1 to 3, as a spirit that was brooding over the darkness on the earth before the word of God came. And that is what Jesus Christ was talking about in John chapter 3, that the Word and the Spirit must always go together. Having the Holy Spirit in us means that the Holy Spirit longs to do his work even through us. What is his work? His first function of brooding over the darkness of the air and getting it prepared, getting it ready for the word of God. Brooding over unbelievers and getting unbelievers ready for the word of God. Hallelujah. If the word of God goes without the energy of the Holy Spirit in brooding over people, then we are going to produce not kingdom believers according to Jesus. We are going to produce religious believers. I believe that this is one of the reasons why the Apostle Paul was annoyed at that lady who was proclaiming, introducing Paul and his friend, and then proclaiming that they show us the way of salvation, how to be born again. They preach the gospel of salvation to us. It is because, whereas evil spirits can speak the word of God, they do not have the Holy Spirit energizing them to pray. Hallelujah. To pray for the word of God to be introduced into people's lives. Because then they produce a kind of believers who are not born again after the prescription of Jesus by water and by the word. Look at Luke chapter 4, verse 41. Luke chapter 4, verse 41. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And he, rebuking them, that's Jesus rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Once again, these are demons who are speaking through the vocal cords of people and saying that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Wasn't that true? It was true. But Jesus Christ, just like Apostle Paul, was not happy with that preaching. All right? Preaching is just proclaiming that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. He was not happy with that. So he rebuked them and he did not allow them to speak. He did not allow them to speak, you know, because they knew that he was the Christ. Hallelujah. Once again, I believe that if the word of God goes out without our preparing people to receive it, then they cannot be able to get the kingdom instinct in them. But the objective of being born again is to what? See the kingdom, is to enter the kingdom, is to experience kingdom life. That is the objective. That is why the Bible says Jesus started proclaiming that people should repent. Repent of what? Repent of their religious ways, because the kingdom of God was at hand. Their repentance was for the reason that they will enjoy kingdom life. He didn't even say, "Repent, else you go to hell," or "Repent, else you will perish." He said, "Repent for a positive reason, because the kingdom of God is at hand." So repentance, being born again, is for the kingdom life. So what is the point in getting people born again who cannot be able to perceive the kingdom, see the kingdom, who do not have the kingdom instinct in them? Wow. But if you are born of the Spirit, Jesus said, then you have a certain instinct in you, just like the Spirit. Because if you are born of the Spirit, you are like the Spirit. If you are born of the flesh, you are like what brings forth unto you. Hallelujah. We could go on and on, but if you study the Bible, you will see where the devil is proclaiming the word of God. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that is because it is not according to the prescription that Jesus Christ gave to us of getting people born again through the Word of God and the energy of the Holy Spirit in prayer. So I believe that in the main, Holy Spirit wants to use the church to brood over lost humanity, over darkness, over ignorance, so that the truth of the kingdom word can hit people's lives and they will be able to see the kingdom of God and enjoy and live out the kingdom life. Now, I want us to look at some six things about the subject of travailing. Travailing, that is the burden part of evangelistic praying, which the Holy Spirit engaged in and which He wants to be in us and still perform that function. I want us to understand that the evangelistic kingdom prayer of compassion or travailing is the transmission and sharing of the burden of God for the salvation of the lost. God has a burden for the salvation of the lost. He wants them to get to know that they are already forgiven. He wants them to be convinced that He doesn't hold their sins against them, that He has already forgiven them, and so they should come. Because if somebody has not forgiven you and you go to the person, you are not sure whether the person will accept you or not. But if the person says, "I have forgiven you, come," then you can come to the person fully assured that this person, if I come, he will not cast me out. That is the good news. He wants people to know that their sins are forgiven already, that Jesus was made sin on the cross already. But you see, the devil always holds people's sins against them, and he wants people to know that their sins are not canceled, that their sins have not been wiped clean by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Hallelujah. That they still have a debt of sin to pay, but that is not the case. The good news is that your debts have been paid by somebody. Just accept it and walk debt free. Hallelujah. So that is the burden of God, that people get to know what His Son Jesus has done for us. Hallelujah. For humanity. Wonderful. So this burden is a supernatural concern of God, and part of which He can place on your heart. Hallelujah. So a part of God's longing can be supernaturally passed on to you by the Holy Spirit. And because the human body cannot handle it in words, you go into crying, sighing, sobbing, and travailing. So travail is the act of bringing a burden to birth, and it is characterized by sorrow, groaning, and weeping with little or no words. Just as the Holy Spirit can come upon people and He can make them to speak in other tongues, the Holy Spirit can come upon people and let them laugh in the Spirit. You know, the same Holy Spirit can come upon people and let them groan in the Spirit. Instead of laughing, being happy without any reason, you know, apparent reason, you can also mourn and sigh and travail and groan and cry for no apparent reason. If speaking in tongues doesn't make sense, travailing in prayer, the burden part of evangelistic prayer, doesn't make sense at all. Hallelujah. It doesn't make sense at all. And that is what the Holy Spirit wants to use us to do, to travail. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to look at, apart from getting people born again, what other reasons is there for travailing or groaning in the spirit? What other reasons are there?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Number one reason for traveling, the Holy Spirit leading you to travel, is for the transformation of religious believers into kingdom ones. It is for transforming religious believers into kingdom believers, kingdom-oriented believers. Hallelujah. So, if you look at the book of Galatians chapter 4, and then verse 19 to 20, the Apostle Paul says that, my little children, Galatians 4, 19 and then 20, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. Wow. He says that, my little children, I travail or I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. You have to know the background of this verse or what Paul was handling in the church of Galatia. These were people who had swayed into religion. And Paul said that he marveled that they had become so religious. They started well, but they have swayed into religion. And he said that if they continue like that, Jesus will be of no effect to them. You know, they will be estranged from Jesus. And so Paul did something in order to sort them out. He did two things. He travailed in birth until Christ was found in them. And then he spoke the word. In fact, he wrote this gospel or this epistle of to the church in Galatia just to bring them on the right track of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Because they had fallen away from it. So one reason for traveling is to correct the system, is to correct the wrong direction, you know, in the system, directing people away from the kingdom system of Jesus into the old system. The kingdom system of Jesus is the present truth, but there is a past truth. Hallelujah. And once it was a past truth, you can still be happy in the past truth. After all, it is a truth, but it is a past one. You know, but Peter says that, me, I will make sure that I remind you of the present truth. Truth that belongs to believers because of the person, the principles, and above all, the performance of Jesus Christ on the cross for us. There is a truth that comes by it. And one way to get people on the right trajectory of the kingdom, you know, aligning them to the kingdom, is to travail in prayer, labor in prayer. And that is what the Holy Spirit is going to help us to. Actually, the earth, it is believed, was on the right track until the devil came to mess it up. And then in Genesis 1, verse 2 and 3, the Holy Spirit, in trying to bring the earth into kingdom alignment, brooded over the earth, and the kingdom word, who is Jesus, came inside, and the first kingdom era was birthed in Eden on the earth. Hallelujah. So that is number one reason to travail. You know, apart from getting people born again, anytime people go astray from the kingdom path, we have to do like the Apostle Paul did. My little children, I am travailing in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Not because they were not believers, but they had left the track of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Number two reason why we engage in the evangelistic prayer of travail is for believers to move away from sin. Is for believers to move away from sin. Let's look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and then verse 20 and 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. Paul says, "For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish." You know? In other words, I'm afraid that when I come to you, I won't find you the way that I want to find you. And you too, you will not find me the way that you want to find me. Lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whispering, conceit, tumults. Lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness which they have practiced. He is addressing believers, and he's telling the church in Corinth that there is a fear in my heart. My fear is that when I come among you, God will humble me, you know, because he will put upon me a certain burden that I will mourn for people who are in sin in the church. Hallelujah. Anytime, ladies and gentlemen, we see sin practiced, you know, this is talking about the practice of sin, you know. Look at the way he ends. Repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness which they have practiced. Ladies and gentlemen, anytime there is a practice of sin in the church, the way that God wants us to go about it is to go into travailing. Travailing. In fact, Apostle Paul says that once there are these sins that he mentions, look in verse 20, you know, lest there be contentions, that's fighting, infightings, jealousies, you know, the cousin is envy, you know, outbursts of wrath, anger, you know, in church, oh, selfish ambitions, people are selfish in their pursuits, backbitings, talking badly about people, you know, in their absence, it's like gossip. You know, whispering, that is the gossip. That is where you speak and you don't want that person to hear. You talk about other people, you know. If these things are there, conceit is being opinionated, you know. You have your own strong opinion and you do not want to listen to other people, you know. Tumults, that's confusion. You know, as long as these sins are there, Paul says that what is likely to happen is that the Spirit of God is going to humble me when I come among you, and then I would mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented. The way to correct sin in the church is for people to go into sorrow, sighing, weeping. Hallelujah. Because sin grieves God. And so, when you get close to Him, you know, in the church, the practice of sin, that part of His sorrow, so to speak, His grief, His weeping, is going to be put on you so that you work with Him. Hallelujah! Oftentimes, blasting people, you know, we like to blast people, but oftentimes, blasting people is a self-righteous way of correcting sin in the church. Oftentimes, blasting people, because if really you have an encounter with God, when people are sinning or when there is sin in the church, you will be so humbled that blasting people will become an issue for you. You will not, it will not be your first impulse if you are very much in tune with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Blasting people will become very difficult for you. Rather, you will go into what Paul was describing. But ladies and gentlemen, is that the end of it? No, that is not the end of it. In dealing with sin in the church, it takes travailing, like Apostle Paul was describing, and then it takes the speaking and the preaching of the grace of God for sin to be subdued. Look at the book of Romans, chapter number 6, verse 14. God's way of flushing sin. When I say God's way, I'm talking about the kingdom way of flushing sin. There is a religious way that makes you have a holier than thou attitude towards the believer who is caught in a sin, you know, who is in the practice of sin. But the kingdom way is what I'm showing you, that the Apostle Paul was describing. All right. Romans chapter 6 verse 14 says that sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? Because you do not live under the law, but under grace. Hallelujah. Sin shall not have control over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. In other words, if you are under law, sin has control over you. But if you are under grace, sin cannot have control over you. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. It's a mystery. It's one of the ways of God that is higher than our ways. One of the thoughts of God that is higher than our thoughts. Because God uses grace to conquer sin. That is why Jesus Christ was full of grace and He came on this earth to conquer sin for us. That is why He was made sin on the cross. It's a pure grace thing. Hallelujah. That is why when Jesus encountered sinners, He will speak grace to them. He will not speak woe to them. The woes of Jesus was not spoken to sinners, but it was spoken to religious people. Those are the people that Jesus didn't take for granted, because the religion is the chief enemy of the kingdom. Hallelujah. But for sinners, Jesus will forgive their sins. Jesus will heal them. He doesn't say be born again before you are healed. No, He will just heal sinners. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ will just forgive sinners. The woman caught in adultery, Jesus was literally deaf to her sins. They were trying to describe it to Jesus, that this woman, she was caught in the very act and all that. But Jesus was behaving as if He was not interested in knowing her sin. Hallelujah. Because He was going to carry all these things. God is not fast at knowing our sins. He is fast at knowing our righteousness. Hallelujah. You have to see God like that. Especially now that Jesus Christ has carried away all our sins. And God says that their sin and their unrighteousness I will remember no more. Hallelujah. Wonderful. It's powerful. You see, God has to tell us all this thing Yeah, the time is coming. I'm going to do a new covenant and I will. I'll be merciful. I'll be this. I'll be that. It all depends upon him. Hallelujah. So, the way to overcome sin in the church is what? Traveling. If you are really, really interested in maybe that brother, that sister whom you think is envious or jealous, whom you think is fornicating, whom you think is any of the sins there, contentious and all that, what you have to do is to do what? Is to pray for the person and not go around talking to people. Have you seen the sin of this leader? Have you seen the sin of this pastor? Have you seen the sin of this sister? Have you seen this one? No! That is a self-righteous way of going about it. Hallelujah. The kingdom way is for you to pray for your brother. Hallelujah. If you see your brother commit a sin or fall into a sin which is not unto death, the Bible says that you shall pray. Not you shall gossip. Not you shall whisper. Not you shall talk about it. Not you shall shun the person. Say you shall pray.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.